Thank you very much, Dr. Hurle, and thank you very much for the all the committee members, and nice to see you again for this table. And it is also very much regrettable that Madam Chairperson is in New York, although she is convening the quite important job, and maybe that is one of the, so to say, challenges for the future for us to coordinate all the treaty bodies' activities and so on, to considering with other activities which is happening not necessarily directly involved in this committee. Well, having said that, I would like to also share so to say, aspiration with the representative of Argentina to increase the number of the member states, which is our, so to say, a common aspiration. And also, I would like to extend this, so to say, membership, not only the certain regions, but also more globally and universally, because this enforced disappearance is a global concern. Having said that, we have discussed about this issue last time too. And since last time, Japan is eagerly announcing the member states, which is not yet the member of this convention, through UPR or through, so to say, bilateral human rights dialogue to ratify this convention. And one of the member states which we made a recommendation responded by the UPR dialogue that they do face a certain difficulty to overcome this domestic, so to say, clarification. And my memory is quite, so to say, bad, but when we, Japan, was ratifying this convention, we also had a certain, so to say, challenges, which was not really that difficult, but we had to consider how to identify or how to define this crime, and how to define the substance of the crime and so on. So those challenges might be also a kind of, so to say, hurdle for the members who are not yet ratified. And concerning that all the committee members are from the member states, so all the committee members must have, so to say, have a certain experience how your country overcame with these challenges, if your country faced somewhat the same difficulties. So maybe gathering the experience, what was the challenges when your country was getting to this convention, and what was the model case or good practices or how your country overcame these challenges. To summarize this information must be also useful for the countries who are still facing the similar difficulties by ratifying this convention. That is one of, so to say, concrete things that I could suggest to this committee member to double or to increase the member states. And the second issue is, well, I am very much, so to say, grateful for your hard work considering the report, country report, one after another, and each and every country must be facing the, so to say, different reasons why they ratified, and they must find different merits by getting into this ratification or the getting into this member of this state. So when you are considering the report, there must be a good reason for the countries that, well, that was the issue which I raised last time too, that if the new country is going to be a member of this committee or this convention, this is a merit that the country can get. That must be, the answer must be in the report of the country states too. So if you do have any findings of this good, so to say, reason or merit for the member states to ratify this convention, I would like to listen to your story, and maybe we could use this concrete, so to say, merit for the further recommending other member states to ratify this convention. Thank you very much.